my question to you, sir, is it seems that President Putin has more sway and clout in the Middle East than ever before. And I'm wondering how you read that in terms of U.S. influence in the Middle East, in the region.
Well, I read Vladimir Putin. People often ask me, what is Vladimir Putin thinking? And, of course, I've dealt with him for many years now. And I say, you don't have to wonder what he's thinking. He tells you what he's thinking. And he does want to play a stronger hand in the world. And above all, he wants to thwart the United States. He sets that as a specific objective, which makes it so hard to deal with Vladimir. In general, I'm in favor of talking with other powers, including those who may be our opponents. But if somebody's specific objective is to frustrate you, it's a little hard to build a bridge to that objective. That was his, that has been his objective. In the Middle East, your question, he came into Syria. His defense minister called me to say that they intended to fight ISIS and to move Assad out of Syria. Move Assad aside, as he said.
That hasn't happened.
Neither they didn't fight ISIS either. So the two things they said they were going to do, they didn't do. Instead, they fueled the civil war in Syria and buttressed Assad, and they did nothing. It is we who've defeated ISIS. Russia had nothing to do with it.